Streaming 24-7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more. TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is a section where we do question and answers. I'm going to tell you all the answers to your pageant questions. But first, I want to talk about sometimes the need to take a break. As you know, we are in the height of pageant season. People are getting ready for their spring pageants. And I have been a busy, busy bee with my private coaching sessions, lining up guests for the show, and writing my e-zine. And sometimes you just get so busy that you need to take a break. Well, I had an opportunity to take a break this weekend. I had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, which almost never happens at this time of year. And it was really a nice opportunity. I slept in one of the days. I did some putzing around the house, and I did some shopping. And it really kind of worked out that it was a planned break. It was something that we had worked into the schedule. But I could also tell on Wednesday and Thursday of last week that I was needing a break. And this is how you as a pageant contestant can tell when it's time for a break. It's when you're trying to think of new ideas or trying to think of how to approach something and you're just completely stumped. You have no idea. You have no idea even how to approach the problem, and you can't even think of how you would find an expert to help you with that. When I know that I need a break is when I'm feeling like I have no fresh ideas for guests, I have no fresh new ideas for the e-zine, when I'm feeling like I just really need to recharge. When I'm feeling that way, like I have no fresh ideas, I don't feel enthusiastic about what I'm working on, because I usually am very enthusiastic and lots of ideas, then I know it's time to take a break. So when you're preparing for your pageant, I know that you're going to be focused, and I know you're doing it full force, but remember to sometimes be really in tune to, am I starting to feel a little bit run down and I am emotionally, mentally, or physically exhausted? And is it time to even just take a 24-hour break? Even a 24-hour break and doing nothing pageant-related for 24 hours will really be a big help. Well, let's go to our email question. Today we're starting with an email question from Barbara. Barbara is involved with West Virginia's Perfect Junior Teen, Teen, and Miss pageant, and she writes, I'm looking for contestants who may be interested in the West Virginia's Perfect Junior Teen, Teen, and Miss pageant to be held March 10th, 2009 in Columbus, Ohio. Where can I post? Well, obviously, Barbara, one of the ways you can get out the news is by sending us an announcement. We're always happy to put appropriate announcements on the air. There are a couple of websites that I would recommend for you, Barbara. One is mypageantplace.com. It's a great social networking site, and lots of pageant directors are using that as a site to post information about their pageants. And I think that that's going to have a lot of girls who are in your target demographic. Another thing to do is look on the Voi message boards. I think you go to voi.com and you can search on West Virginia pageant and find people, Voi boards for your state. Some of the Voi boards allow people to post information about the pageants and some of them don't. So make sure you check the Voi board that you're looking at to understand what their policy is. And you can also post at www.tftj. That's T for turn. It's turn for the judges, tftj.com. And that's another way that might help you. Good luck, Barbara, with your pageant. We hope it goes well. Well, let's go to the phones. And we have a caller, Carolyn, who has never competed and has a question about competing. Carolyn, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I have, as you said, I have never, ever competed at any level. And I'm a married woman now, and my family is just adamant that I need to compete. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what a good starter pageant would be for someone who's never competed.
Well, I think there's a lot of pageants that are great pageants for people who have not yet competed. These are pageants that tend to be smaller in size, slightly less expensive, or maybe the director really has a lot of workshops and other ways to help you prepare. I think that Beauties of America has a great reputation. I think that in some states, some states have state galaxies where the directors are really good. That's Galaxy, the Galaxy pageant. Unfortunately, there are not as many starter pageants for Mrs. contestants as there are for teens. And so I think if you start with a smaller pageant like Beauties of America and have a great experience there, which I'm sure you'll have, then you could probably graduate up to a larger Galaxy or Mrs. International, Mrs. United States, or Mrs. America. If the Mrs. America or Mrs. United States or Mrs. International pageant in your state is smaller, then I think it's okay to start with those. But if it's a great big one, like here in Texas, they're huge. Those pageants are big. I would try to look for a pageant that was smaller and seemed to have the areas that you want to compete in. Check their website, and usually they list the number of, they list the past contestants, or maybe they have a photo of last year's contestants, and that should help you determine which one is the best fit for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carolyn, and good luck at your pageant. I'm sure you're going to be pageant fab. Our next question comes to us from Pamela. She says, I'm competing in my local pageant, and several years ago, I had a tattoo placed on my ankle. I know that it will show no matter what I wear, short of an evening gown. What kind of makeup do you suggest that I use to cover this up? Well, this is a great question. And, of course, we referred this to Sheila Ibarra, our makeup expert from pageantfaces.com. And her answer is that Derma Blend Leg and Body Cover is the name of the cosmetic that you should be using. It can be purchased online at dermablend.com. It covers tattoos, bruises, scars, burns, varicose veins, and spider veins. And it also lasts up to 16 hours, so it's really going to stay in place under the hot lights. So once again, that's Derma Blend Leg and Body Cover to cover up that too, Pamela. Good luck at your next pageant. I know that you're going to be absolutely pageant fab. Our next question comes to us from Rachel. Rachel says, in the past, I've been asked interview questions, the answers to which could directly involve my boyfriend. I know that we are supposed to just be natural and go where the interview takes us, but is it really appropriate to discuss that kind of personal relationship during a pageant interview? Thanks in advance. Well, Rachel, that is a tricky question, isn't it? And I have to tell you that I've found that contestants tend to fall in one category or another. There is a group of contestants that do not want to talk about their boyfriend. Even if he's in the audience, they've told him that they don't want to talk about their boyfriends. So I guess you don't want the boyfriend to think you broke up with him, like, during the pageant. So there are some contestants who do not talk about their boyfriends. So if they get a question that says, do you have a boyfriend and what does he think of you competing in the pageant, they would say, no, I don't have a boyfriend. But if I did, I'm sure I would be dating someone who is supportive and would wish me the best in the pageant and during my year as a title holder. Then I have contestants who feel comfortable talking about their boyfriends. In other words, this contestant might answer the question, yes, I do have a boyfriend. He's actually here tonight supporting me. And that's what I really like about him. He's very supportive of my pageant competition and supports everything that I do, something like that. So your best strategy, Rachel, is to decide in advance whether you are a contestant that wants to talk about your boyfriend or doesn't. If you don't want to talk about your boyfriend, there should be no reference to your boyfriend on your bio or your contestant profile or any of the information you're submitting to the pageant. Also, whether you have a boyfriend or not, there shouldn't be a lot of PDA, public displays of affection, with your boyfriend at the pageant. You really shouldn't be, obviously making out with him in the lobby, hanging on him in the hall. A lot of the elite contestants won't even, they will maybe get a hug from their boyfriend in a group of people after the preliminaries or after the pageant, but they won't even hold hands or really obviously demonstrate that it's their boyfriend. It really is best for you to control the public displays of affection during the pageant, whether you're talking about your boyfriend on stage or not. I think that a lot of contestants get this kind of question, and it is puzzling for people. So the best strategy, Rachel, is to decide ahead of time whether you want to answer personal questions about a boyfriend or whether you don't, and just fill out your forms accordingly. I hope that helps, Rachel, and good luck at your next pageant, which I think Rachel is pursuing the Miss Earth title. So good luck, Rachel. We hope to hear positive things for you. Let's go to the phones, and we have a caller on the line, Alyssa, who has color questions about competing. Alyssa, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Valerie. My daughter is competing as a teen, and we've been looking at a lot of cute little interview suits, and we were just wondering if there is a particular color that is better than another, or a color we should stay away from for her age level.
You know, that is a great question, because oftentimes the pageant interview is the first time that the judges are getting a look at the contestants and getting to know them. And the style and interview suit, the style and color of the interview suit that you've selected say so much about you. You know, 80% of what we communicate to others is through body language and our appearance, and only 20% is actually what we say. So that first impression really does say a lot. Generally speaking, most judges will prefer a teen to be in kind of a fun, upbeat color. Typically, we don't see teens wearing a dark black, a dark gray, or a dark navy blue, even a dark brown. However, I did have one contestant compete in a really cute brown suit that was trimmed with pink and had bows on it. It was very fresh, very teen. But generally speaking, you're going to want to stay away from the somber, kind of dark, quote-unquote conservative colors. You're going to want to stick with something fun. Blues are always a great choice. Pink, if you wear pink well, is always an excellent selection. I would stay away from bright reds, as few people wear a bright red well. I've had people wear coral well. Also, a color that doesn't often look good under the fluorescent lights, which are typically in the pageant interview room, is an oatmeal color or a bright white. If you wear bright white well in daylight, and that looks good on you in daylight, then it's going to look good on you in the interview room. You're not getting a lot of help from the fluorescent lights in the interview room, so there are some colors to stay away from. But generally speaking, I would stay away from a bright white unless you're one of the rare few who have that beautiful complexion that can wear bright white, or unless your daughter can wear that color, obviously. And I would stay away from the somber colors, and then I think you're going to be doing well at her next pageant. Does that help, Alyssa?
It does so much. Thank you.
Well, good luck shopping. And remember, when you're shopping for a pageant interview suit, obviously hit up your pageant boutiques, Alyssa. But remember, too, that you can get great suits at your local department stores. And several of my contestants have had great success at TJ Maxx and TJ Maxx and Marshalls. So check them out, too, particularly in the petite section. That will help your daughter at her pageant. Thanks so much, Alyssa, and good luck as you're shopping. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We'd love to hear from listeners just like you. On our next show, I'll be talking with Erica LaFada, director of the Mrs. Texas United States pageant and founder and president of Full Circle Marketing. She's going to share with you some great ideas for how you can get sponsors during a tough economy. She's going to walk you through a process and go through practical, realistic steps so that after the show you know exactly how to approach sponsors and you're not worried about any questions that you might get along the way. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a Pageant Fab Week.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on Products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Narita Stefanos, owner of My Crowning Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crowning Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Narita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crowning Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.